The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything that you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe's features like available H-Track all-wheel drive, standard third-row seating, available dual wireless charging pads ensure that you can take on any adventure. Available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads, so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. I've been so pumped to take a couple of friends with our road bikes to some of the trails nearby, and now I can bring the entire crew, my dog, and all of our gear with that third row. Learn more about the new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Let me tell you who's doing sneakers the best in the game right now. That's New Balance. The 2-Way V4... featuring this groundbreaking use of technology with fresh foam. It's called Fuel Cell, creating this combination that we love of rebound and cushioning. Fresh foam offers unparalleled cushioning for maximum comfort your entire game from start to finish. The upper construction features this lightweight textile that reduces weight, which we all need, I know I do, while remaining supportive and breathable. Hard to find that combo. The 2-Way V4 gives you the tools that you need to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the 2-Way V4 at newbalance.com.
You're tuned in to Heat Check with Trista Crick.
On this episode of the Heat Check, light the beam, light the beam. It's time to talk about some Sacramento Kings. I joined two of my favorite people in the entire world, Damian Barling and Kenny Caraway, on the D'Lo and Casey show on ESPN 1320 in Sactown. Always one of my favorite times of the week talking to the boys, and let's face it, the vibes were immaculate, with the Kings absolutely surging. We chop up a lot of Kings hoops, and I thought I would share it with my folks on the Heat Check podcast. Let's not waste any time, Nick. Go ahead and drop that beat.
Just we're talking about it here. I don't think they have, like, I don't see it turning around. Like, I'm not saying they're gonna miss the playoffs, but I don't see them turning this around to the point where they're in the top six. I think at best this is a play-in team.
You know, it's rough because I just had Sam Esfandiari and Andy Liu on the podcast yesterday, so it dropped today. And they feel the same way. You know, they feel like a move has to be made. Obviously, Klay Thompson's not playing well. He stinks right now. And this is what my theory is. And they agree. And sort of, I think Steve Kerr has intimated things that sort of say the same thing to a degree. It's like, one, you play pretty well in the playoffs. And then you get to the off season, you've got the celebration of the ring, but also, okay, now it's time to get to work. And the off season runs are happening. But last year when you were rehabbing, you weren't allowed to do those. The year before that, you tore your Achilles doing those. So now it's time to do it this off season. And you're like, yeah, I'm still kind of worried. I still have the trauma over that. So he doesn't do them. He just opts out of the only way that you can stay into basketball shape, which is actually playing 5-on-5 basketball. There is no other way to be in basketball shape. Like, there is nothing that you can do. And all right, so then he gets to camp and he's out of condition in basketball, out of basketball condition. And every shot is hitting the front of the rim. And now everyone's slandering him because of it. And it's like, he's not the same. He sucks now. And now there's the mental side of him kind of almost spiraling, I think, and getting really into his feelings. We saw him get ejected. We saw him get into it with Devin Booker. We saw him get into it with Ronnie 2K. He's clapping back on, like, yeah, like, he's going after them. And then, like, it's just like, man, this is the most emo I've ever seen Klay. And all of the teammates, Steph, Draymond, even Jordan Poole put his hands on his head. I look back at it. He's put his hands on his head when Klay is shooting threes.
You know what it is, and you guys bear with me. I'm not in the NBA, and I'm not comparing what I do to Klay Thompson or any other NBA player, but I still hoop, right? And there came a time, maybe about 2 or 3 years ago, when I knew I can't do what I used to do. I knew, maybe before other people, and I try to hide it a little bit or whatever, but I knew like I can't, I just can't do what I'm at that point in my life. Klay Thompson has so much more basketball left than I did at 36 or 37 years old. But if anybody knows, like I'm not what I was, I can't do that no more. He knows. And I think that's why we saw some of this irrational behavior where, you know, he like loses it on Devin Booker talking trash. Like it's just talking trash and he loses it. And Ronnie 2K and all this other stuff. I think he knows before anybody.
He knows. He went on an Instagram tirade over Ronnie 2K. He was like, why do you even put this clown on ESPN? He's not even a real person in the sports space. And I was like, yo, what is he talking about right now?
He knows.
Oh, well, that's not our problem.
Do you, let me ask you guys this. Do you guys feel like the, how would I put this? How would I say this in a way that's not disrespectful to Golden State and not disrespectful to Sacramento? Do you feel like some of the same principles that it's like sort of diet Golden State in terms of how this Sacramento team is playing? Like a lot of extra passes, like a lot of motion, a lot of guys.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fine. No, I don't think that's insulting. Like, yeah, I don't. I mean, Golden State has won 4 championships. Yeah. Like, it's okay to emulate them.
And you're getting a coach that came from.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, that doesn't bother me a bit. Yeah.
And De'Aaron was talking last night. I think to James Hamm, I was listening to some of his comments, and he was like, "Yeah, when guys share the ball, at, like effortlessly, and they make the extra pass, like guys are just, of course, we're shooting that well from three. We're open. Like we're wide open."
Yeah, it's kind of what Damian talked about, and I think we all learned from Steve Kerr over those championship years. He used to always talk about 30 assists. Mm-hmm. So now Damian does it, I do it. Like we look at, all right, they scored a lot of points. What's the assist numbers? Oh, 28, 29, 31. Yep, that's why.
Last three, Sacramento is averaging in the last three games, they're number one in assists per game.
Mm.
Little nice. I think they're like maybe number 3 or 4. On the season, like the entire season. Yeah. So, I mean, in it, you know, Utah is up there. San Antonio, even in the loss last night, had 29 assists. Mm-hmm. So it's not like a perfect formula. Like they lost by 20 and they, you know, they had 29 assists.
Well, they went up against the game.
They went up against the beam.
What are they going to do? Nothing right. But lose. Nothing but not only lose, not even cover, guys. It was my favorite bet of the night was Kings -7.5.
We were tripping off that too. Yeah. We were like, what? Like I think at one point we saw
that. We don't know what to think when that happens.
What's going on?
You're like, this is a fishy line.
I can't wait for you to get here.
Me
we'll
too.
We'll take your picture in front of the beam and everything.
I'm just pumped because, like, I'm going on all these different radio hits around the country. And I have evangelized to the point where I've got people from Buffalo. I've got people from Rochester. I've got people from Memphis. I've got people from Baltimore being like, I'm in on the Kings now. I am now on the Kings bandwagon. And I'm like, and they're like, Tristan, are they going to break my heart? And I'm like, I don't know, but it doesn't matter. It's fun.
This team's good, man.
Yeah.
They're good.
I played you guys to win the division.
What?
Yeah.
That's crazy. What's
so that's just Phoenix. It's really just, well, the Clippers. Yeah.
Yeah. Phoenix, Clippers, Warriors.
Golden State. What, it was 66-1 when I gave it out on the internets. It's now 45-1 2 days later.
That's crazy. It's going down like that. And that's crazy. It's going down like that.
It's going to get worse. Take it now. The odds will get worse. I bet by Christmas, it'll be 20-1.
Wow.
Are the Kings the hottest thing in the NBA right now?
I think yes. It's been trending like the Beam trending. Beam team trending. Sacramento trending. Sacramento Kings trending. Kangs trending. And not just for
me. We brought back Kyrie Irving.
Yes.
We beat the Brooklyn Nets so bad. They're like, hey, Kyrie, don't worry. Just come on. Come back.
It was trending stuff.
No. Don't worry about it. Just come on back.
Are you guys the only market, because there's been so much pain, that all of the people who talk about the team actually like each other? Yeah. You know what I mean?
No, I don't like everyone who talks about the team.
There's a lot of camaraderie, we'll say. There's more camaraderie than like on different beats. Do you know
sure.
what I mean?
Sure. Yeah, that's yeah. There's probably a variety.
Like
of
you reasons. Guys like Deuce and Mo. You yeah. guys I mean, like James.
I mean, there's
Hans.
Always the ops. You know, there's mm-hmm. always the ops. But you know, aside from that, yeah, we all cool.
Yeah,
I mean, noticed that. Like a yeah. lot of support.
Yeah, I mean, yo, we all just out here grinding. That's what we do. Like this show, you know, this King Struggle's been going on for years. This show's we started 2 years ago. Like there was not much else here. Deuce and Mo really kicked into high gear during the pandemic. Like that's where they really started to build like things out. So all of this stuff started to kind of come along at the same time. So we were just kind of rocking with each other. And then when James's gig kind of shifted a little bit, he joined us over here. And that's just kind of how it is. Yeah, we ride. We ride. We all hungry. Yeah, we all hungry.
I'm Trey Wingo. And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers?
That's a butterfly effect for real.
You guys saw that shop episode, that shop clip?
Bruh, come on, man. How funny is Jalen Ramsey for calling LeBron James out for lying?
He said, you know what we say, what they're saying about you on Twitter. You know what they're saying about you? If Twitter goes away, where are we going to call out LeCappen?
Oh,
LeCappen.
Man.
LeCappen.
We'll find a way.
Twitter can't go away, man. We love Twitter, man. Twitter's the best.
I don't think it's really going away. Though it had strong going away vibes last night.
I was like, we ain't gonna make it through the night. Twitter ain't gonna make it through the night.
Yeah, I guess not. I guess that thing was on life support.
But my thing is always, like, obviously, because he didn't even create it. See, Elon Musk just ruins it and Twitter shuts down.
In like a matter of weeks.
Yeah, right. Like it took
been
no time
owner that long.
It took no time for him to ruin it and shut it down. He didn't create Twitter. The person who created it just make it again. Call it Twitter too. Just create it again. Run it up that way.
Just I'll start try. It all over. Start it all over. I was like man,
from LA.
Just there are people I follow and enjoy on Twitter. I don't even remember when I'm not on Twitter. You know?
Right.
Like I'm like, oh yeah, like love that person, you know, love her, love him. But once I log off of Twitter, I'm not like, where is, you know, Knicks Tape 99 at? You know? Like
Knicks Tape 99.
I'm not like, where is he? Like, how do I find more of him?
But aren't you like a big time celebrity on TikTok?
No.
I don't think that's accurate.
I don't know.
I think TikTok's Trista's bag.
TikTok is my bag, but I don't think I'm a celebrity.
Yeah, I disagree.
I don't know.
No. It's just a love fest. I'm so happy for y'all. I got the Athletic saying that the Blazers aren't real, which is rude. I think we're real.
I don't agree with that at all.
The Blazers are a good team. I think they're going to be around. The Jazz is the team that I don't believe in. That's a surprise, but I think
the only team I'm willing to say we were wrong about, certainly I was wrong about, is the Blazers.
Same.
I didn't think the Blazers
I was too.
Good.
Jeremy Grant is really good outside of last night.
I feel like there's two ways you can go when you're playing for money, and he's going and he's doing it the way that it works. He's on point.
Yeah, he's killing. And I think too, you're like, you look at him and he realized that career arc, which is like, you play for OKC, you play for Denver, You think you're the man, like, because you've been a high-end role player that's really got a high plus-minus, delivered crucial buckets in crunch time of meaningful games. And so you're like, they don't respect me enough. I'm the number one. I'm the alpha. And they're like, we're not paying you like the alpha. Figure it out. So he goes to Detroit, and then he's like, oh, man, there's a lot of double teams. There's a lot of double teams to be the alpha. I don't want to be the number one anymore. Dame, you be the number one. I'll be the number three, and I'll get 30 as the number three option.
And everybody be like, look at him getting 30 as a three option. You get applauded for your 22-point performance. Not 22. That's
because, listen, what he did last night as a number one option would have had me pissed. 5 points, getting locked down, doing nothing defensively. But as the number three option, when Shaden Sharpe gives you 20 in 14 minutes, my lord.
Shaden, that boy Shaden, I'm telling you, he's next, man. He is next.
And what did y'all trade for to get him again?
Second round pick.
Yeah.
In 2025.
And you'll probably be able to re-sign him too.
Yeah. I think he wants to stay. There was a whole article that came out about how Dame recruited him during Japan, like the Tokyo Olympics. And that was the only place he wanted to go, was to Portland.
Let me ask you another question about a team that, you know, because we see everything around here that's of interest to us. And I want to know if you think they're real. The Pacers. You think it's really real what's going on in Indiana right now? I mean, Tyrese is balling. Mathurin is balling. Buddy Hield is playing really well. Miles Turner is balling. You think that's the real deal?
What are they, 2 games over .500 right now?
7-6. They're about to be 2 games because they play the Rockets tonight.
Yep. So, okay. So they're 7-6. What I would say is they're kind of like, they're a team that I was told wants like a top five pick. So they're just trying to figure out what they have. I think they're closer to OKC than they are Sacramento in terms of wanting to win. I think OKC is a fun team. They're going to probably be a .500 team at best. But ultimately, this is a team that wants to be in the Victor sweepstakes or in the Scoot Henderson or the Nick Smith sweepstakes. But, man, I love Halliburton. He is fun. Benedict Mathurin's fun. They've got Buddy Hield making competent decisions. Mm-hmm. Did you see some of these decisions? Like, really making the right pass? Like, getting in the right spot on the
passing
floor?
Passing just in general.
Yes, just passing. Yeah, just passing. Period.
To the best of our knowledge, he hasn't dribbled the football off his foot to lose a game once this year.
Not one time.
Hashtag coaching matters, kids. Hashtag coaching matters.
Miles Turner has been awesome. He could potentially get extended midway through the season because of like how the contracts work with his deal and where he was drafted after the deadline if they want to extend him. I don't think that they want him, but he's sort of playing himself into a deal and playing himself into a place for someone. So maybe they trade him because he's been playing so well. Maybe they end up, you know, moving Buddy Hield as well. I don't think they go to the Lakers. I just personally don't see that happening. But I could see, you know, them going to a team. Like, I could see Miles Turner going to Golden State. Like, I could see that. Like, they need another big that can score, that makes, you know, good enough decisions, that can get rebounds and stuff. But I don't know if they're real. I don't think they're real. I think they're really fun. What do you think?
What do you think?
I don't think they're really.
I like Benedict, I don't think they're gonna make the playoffs.
He's such a dog.
I like Matt. But that's kind of. I like Tyrese, and yeah. I respect what Buddy's doing, and you know, I'm just so confused because they're all like, it's constant talk about trading this and trading that. It's like, yo, if y'all are clicking, like, why?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why do any of that? But, you know, I get maybe they have a bigger picture in mind. I'm not really sure.
Well, he wants a lot of money. I was told that Miles Turner wants like Bam Adebayo type money. You know,
doesn't Jeremy Grant too?
Yeah, but Jeremy Grant, I think, is a lot better than Miles Turner.
Okay.
Defensively, like, he can guard point of attack. I think Jeremy Grant's a better, more consistent player than Miles Turner, but Miles Turner wants a ton of money, and he can just drop off the map. Like, he can give you 12 rebounds, and then he can give you the next game 2 rebounds. Yeah.
Heat Check podcast. You know, I continue to push people to listen to the Josh Primo episode of the Heat Check podcast.
I still haven't listened to it. You gotta listen to it.
It's one of the greatest pieces of podcast art in history, and there's nothing from the podcast I can quote on this show. It's absolutely fantastic.
That's why I need to listen to
it. He's been cleared.
now. That's what we were saying when we got the report. It was like, oh, so it's all good now. Okay, cool. Go listen to Trista's podcast about this. Keep what you're reading in mind right now and go listen to Trista's podcast.
Something that was recorded 2 weeks ago before all this got done. Yeah.
Right. Right.
It's just logic. Let's just use logic to make jokes. That's it.
Like Chappelle said, it shouldn't be so scary to talk anymore.
I know, right?
Because that podcast, I know you were, that podcast was funny, dude.
It was honestly the scariest thing I've ever done. Because I was like, I asked my producer, I was like, is this something that could get me in trouble? Because I feel like there's some things. And he was like, I think it's fine. And I was like, we're going to walk. I think
it would have gotten us in trouble.
Yeah.
Because we can't speak from the same perspective you can. But for you, so good.
Chef's kiss. I need to hear your feedback on it, Kenny.
I'm going to check it out this weekend.
We just want to hear more about Kings on the Heat Check podcast. So we're
it's going to continue. It's going to continue. I love the role players. I really do.
TD is my boy. Huh? Malik Monk. TD is my boy.
Does he want to start or is he fine with this role? Because he's really
fine. Yeah, he's fine. Yeah, because he plays a lot. And he plays a lot with De'Aaron, which I think was part of the point of this whole thing. He played 30 minutes last night, or close to it.
Yeah. And he's in the closing lineup too, which is good.
Yeah.
Well, he hasn't he keeps finding these moments where he just goes nuts, and he hits like a super impactful shot. Mm-hmm. And doing it at home is such a, you know, I need to see him do it on the road and give the, you know, give the opposing crowd one of those, because he's doing it here and he's lighting the Golden One Center on fire.
Yeah. And he was the only bright spot to me for the Lakers. Like, he was one of the only guys last year where I was like, man, Malik Monk is kind of cooking. Mm-hmm. Like, he's good. And Kevin Herter has been a massive help. 6'8", what? 6'8", 6'7"? I didn't realize he was that big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything's clicking right now. Everything's clicking.
D'Lo and KC airs 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Odyssey Network and on 1320 ESPN Radio. You can also find them on YouTube. They do live broadcasts. Awesome. Get into the chatty house. One of the funnest things to do on a Friday. That is all the time, though, that we have for the Heat Check. Please check out the feed for past episodes and mini episodes, which drop almost every single day. They do. Follow us also on the Heat Check as the season continues to heat up. Please do not forget to download, subscribe. Please do not forget to tell your friends, every single damn one of them. And follow us on social at This Heat Check and at Trista Crick on TikTok.